Chapter 1. Rose. The kitchen at 6 in the morning was akin to what I remembered of busy Chicago intersections. Crowded, loud, and slightly dangerous. With 10 women in the house, there was never quiet, never any peace. It was the same, day in and day out. Dahlia bickered with Miss Esther about how the bacon should be cooked. Poppy stood behind Lily and styled her blonde hair in another inventive creation. Marigold set the table with a loud clatter of dishes, eager for her meal. Hyacinth sat at the large table, humming placidly to herself as she sewed on a button. Iris and Daisy were most likely still asleep, or at least taking their time dressing as to avoid morning chores. I paused and watched the hubbub, shaking my head at the claustrophobic feel in the room. Nothing had changed. The room had not changed since the first day we'd all arrived from Chicago 16 years before. Besides being older, no one had changed. Our personalities were as varied as ever. Except me. I'd changed. When did everyone irk me? Why did the house suddenly seem so small? Why did my sisters seem so grating? Why did I feel like I was being suffocated? Wanting to escape, I dropped the armful of wood into the bin beside the stove and walked right back outside and started across the grass to the stable. I took deep breaths of the cool morning air in an attempt to settle myself. It was too early to be riled, especially from just the normal morning routine. "Rose!" Miss Trudy's voice carried all the way to me. There was more than physical distance between us. There was an emotional separation as well. I stopped and turned back with a sigh, tucking my unruly hair behind my ear. The woman who'd raised 8 orphan girls, myself included, held up a folded cloth. "If you won't eat at the table, at least take something with you." Her hair was up in a simple bun at the nape of her neck. The gray in her red hair brightened the sun just breaking over the mountains. She was still beautiful, even with the fine lines that showed her age. As I mounted the steps to take the food, I saw concern in her green eyes, but refused to speak of it. I smelled the biscuits and bacon and my stomach rumbled. "Thanks," I replied with a semblance of a smile on my lips. "Where will you be?" she asked, her voice calm and placid. She never shouted, never raised her voice. No one went off without sharing their whereabouts, for dangers abounded the ranch and all of Montana territory beyond. "I'll follow the fence line to look for any sections that might need repair." There was no damaged fence line. I knew it and so did Miss Trudy. But she only gave a small nod, allowing me to escape. Not sure what else to say, I turned to head towards the stable. I couldn't tell her I was unhappy, although I was sure she knew. Uttering the words would make me seem ungrateful. She and Miss Esther had provided a stable, loving home for all of us girls. I would have grown up in a large city, never knowing the open expanses and big sky of Montana, if they hadn't claimed us all and brought us west. The thought had me rubbing the space above my heart, guilt and a restlessness pressing heavily. No matter the depth of her caring or the closeness I had with the other girls, I needed more. I needed to escape.
"Whatever that fence post did to you, it sure is sorry now."
The deep voice that came from behind me was such a surprise that I hit my thumb with a hammer. I was a mile from the house when I decided to work out some of my frustration on the fence. The post had had a loose nail and I'd begun to pound it, continuing to strike even after it was lodged back in the wood. I was still hammering when he caught me unawares. I sucked in a breath at the searing pain in the tip of my thumb, holding the base of it in my other hand. I let a few less than ladylike words slip out as I winced, walking around in a circle. "Chance Goodman!" I shouted, my anger and pain loud and clear. "You don't sneak up on someone like that." The man was 10 years older than I and lived on the nearest ranch. His parents had died a few years earlier, and with much success, he'd taken over the spread, adding more cattle and even studding out his prized bulls. The latter made me flush every time I thought of it, for I knew what happened between a man and a woman. Miss Trudy and Miss Esther were former brothel owners and had given each of us girls a special talk, and I'd always pictured Chance's face in my mind when I imagined such acts. I'd seen one of his bulls and the thing that hung down from beneath its belly, and it had me wondering what chance would look like